every Wednesday at 1 o'clock. It's the Indie Media Radio London Newswire show, coming at you from the streets of London, Infinity and beyond on Resonance FM 104.4.
Hello and welcome to the show. Last week, if you were tuning in last week, you may remember that we were talking a lot about the potential outlawing of the critical mass bike rides that usually take place on the last Friday of every month. Now we have Jenny Jones on the line, who's an MP for the Green Party. We have Jenny online. Are you there, Jenny?
Hi there, hi.
Hello. Now, along with being the Mayor of London's Road Safety Ambassador, you're also an environmentalist and campaigner for better facilities for cyclists and pedestrians. Have you been on any of these critical mass cycle rides?
Oh, I have, yes. They're absolutely incredible. And if you've never been, I do really recommend going to the next one, because I hope it's going to be absolutely enormous. We've actually... It's been going for 11 years, and I haven't been going all that time, but it's something I've really enjoyed in the past.
And you're also a member of the Metropolitan Police Authority. Could you tell our listeners what that is and what is your role within it?
Well, it was quite an experience for a Green. I don't know if you can imagine that. Before I joined the police authority 5 years ago, I'd only ever been pushed around by the police. And so going on to the body that actually has oversight of them, we actually watch what they're doing and we make comments on what they're doing. We also set their budget and that sort of thing. It's not really a controlling organisation, but we do try to keep track of what they're doing and comment when we think they're doing it wrong.
And you've written to Ian Blair, the Commissioner of the Metropolitan Police, about their stated policy review of policing the critical mass rides. What did you say?
Well, I basically said how stupid it was that this was, because they were trying to use a piece of new anti-terrorist legislation they've just sort of cooked up and pushed through, which was mainly to deal with Brian Hoare, who's the guy who's been doing such a fantastic demonstration in Westminster for so many years. And they're trying to now use that new piece of legislation on the bike ride, and it's totally inappropriate and extremely heavy-handed.
Do you know why they've wanted to crack down on the bike rides?
I think they see it as quite anarchic, and it also takes up some police time, because they do actually send officers along to help us through junctions to stop the traffic and things like that. And most of the time in the past, they've been fairly cooperative, not supportive, clearly, but at least they've tried to help facilitate it. And so they're trying to clamp down now, I think, absolutely ludicrous.
What do you think the police are up to? I mean, have you any ideas why the ride might be criminalised?
I just think perhaps they're so nervous about anything that they can't control. And, I mean, I haven't had an answer yet from Ian Blair, and I'm hoping at the next police authority, when we're actually able to question him, that I'm going to bring this up and ask him what the motivation for the police is. But I think... they are so nervous at the moment, particularly because of the possibility of more suicide bombers. And they're just trying to control what they possibly can on the streets of London.
But what does a big bunch of cyclists riding through London have to do with suicide bombers?
Well, that's my point as well. And, there have been times when councils have been told by the police that they mustn't put up bike racks near, important buildings, because there could be a bomb on a bike or something like that. Ludicrous idea. And, that's what I've been saying to the police.
Now, some people do see this as part of the wider clampdown on civil liberties and the right to protest. And we've just recently seen the shocking figures of 600 people being stopped under Section 44 of the Terrorist Act at the Labour Party conference. I mean, do you think there's hysteria about terrorism within the political institutions of this country?
Well, I think what's actually happening is that we are losing our parts of our liberty and parts of our democratic right to express ourselves. And The real problem is we're being told this is so that we don't all, you know, that so that innocent people don't get killed by suicide bombers and this sort of thing. But I don't agree with that. And I think that the way that you actually prevent suicide bombers is to make sure that you do have lots of freedom and you do have a democracy so that every voice can be heard. And in fact, if we change our society because of a few suicide bombers, then those people have won and they've taken away some of our liberty. And so I think we have to be extremely vigilant at the moment. We've got a government that is clearly trying to shut down protests of all sorts, and they're using this, I would say, the anti-terrorism idea as an excuse.
Yeah, because here in London we've seen the Terrorist Act used against peace protest, and is now being used widely at protests occurring around the country. Have you been following the use of the Section 44 of the Terrorist Act in London?
Well, I've been trying to, and I've been asking questions of the Commissioner about this and saying to, and trying to find out where it was enforced. Because Section 44 was never meant to be something that just rolled on from month to month to month. It was always meant to be something that they could go to the Home Secretary about, ask for it for a month or 3 weeks or whatever, and it would happen. But the police, I think, have misused it extremely badly, and it's time that we actually looked at repealing that piece of legislation, I think.
Because it is dangerous. If the police misuse terrorism, anti-terrorism legislation that's designed to protect people and use it wrongly, then it becomes irrelevant as legislation to protect people.
Absolutely, yes. And it's just actually clamping down a democracy.
Yeah. Coming back to the critical mass cycle rides, I know everyone's going to be watching what's going to happen at the next one at the end of October, and I think people are planning to take video cameras. Will you be there?
Oh, definitely, definitely. I'm going to go on quite a few now just to make sure if there's any arrests that I'm there either watching or perhaps even being arrested myself. The fact is, if you've never been on a mass cycle ride like this, you've just got to go to experience it, even if you're not very good on a bike. Because the fact is, it's the safest way you can move around London on a bike. You know, with hundreds of other people on bikes, you just go along. It's actually quite slow, and you can see everything very clearly. It stops all the traffic. It's a great time. You know, it's fun, and it's really got to carry on. We cannot let the police stop us.
Thank you very much, Jenny. Good luck.
Thank you.